Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Youngkin nixed his demand for tax relief as well as a new digital tax in his amendments presented Monday. He also removed about $600 million in his own spending priorities. The combo of the two left $1.6 billion to fund Democrats' priorities, he told the press.
I have ceded no longer advocating for tax cuts, and I've asked them to please come in and have no tax increases.
Agreed upon priorities include increasing funding for education, a 3% raise for each of the next 2 years for state employees and teachers, $67 million for toll relief in the 757 region, $240 million for I-81 improvements, and $130 million for Washington Metro funding. There's also about $550 million for behavioral and mental health funding.
I mean, there are really, really good ideas in this budget, and things that we collectively agree, we just might have a differing view of how to get there.
The compromise proposal comes after Youngkin called Democrats' proposed plan the backwards budget for weeks. And the governor's newfound positivity didn't faze Senate Majority Leader Scott Surovell. The Democrat pointed to Youngkin's record-breaking vetoes so far, with a chance to veto even more bills before the end of Monday.
You know, 200 vetoes doesn't really set the tone for, hey, let's hold hands and get along and sing kumbaya.
The legislature will return to Richmond next week to hammer out budget details. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.